More than a million people called the FCC over the past few weeks to protest new rules that made it easier for large media companies to own more TV and radio stations. Campaign reform advocates say that public outcry could translate into broad support for demanding even more public access to the airwaves. Madison Capital Times editor John Nichols agrees.
I think if you steer some of that energy into this campaign finance issue, it can have a big impact. There are an awfully lot of people that are furious when they find out that big broadcasters get free access to the airwaves, even though those airwaves are owned by the American people, and give nothing back.
Under the bill, known as the Our Democracy, Our Airwaves Act, broadcasters would have to carry 2 hours a week of candidate-centered programming in the month before an election. The vice president of the local CBS station in Madison says the new rules violate the First Amendment free speech rights of broadcasters. Tom Beer of WISC-TV says most stations are already doing a good job of covering elections. He says the government shouldn't interfere.
We don't need the government sitting here saying, now you're going to be forced to do this, because the next thing is going to say, well, you need to put candidate X on the air and let him or her say whatever they want to say. And is that reporting? Is that government interference? We believe it certainly is.
Beer says broadcasters will lobby hard to defeat the free airtime bill. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.